Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products, including Asgro's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. China has unveiled an economic stimulus program totaling $586 billion, aiming to bolster demand and help avert a global recession. The announced sum represents about 16% of China's economic output last year and is roughly equal to the total of all central and local government spending in 2006. The stimulus plan includes spending in housing, infrastructure, agriculture, health care, and social welfare, and features a tax deduction for capital spending by companies. This morning, USDA released its November crop production and WASDE numbers. The numbers look like this: for crop production in billions of bushels, corn in the estimate for new crop is at 12.020 with a yield of 153.80. The soybeans come in at 2.912 billion bushels with a yield of 39.30. Ending stocks estimates for new crop corn come in at 1.124 billion bushels, soybeans at 205 million, and wheat 603 million bushels. Currently, as we look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we see it trading at 9,083. It's up 140 points. The NASDAQ at 1661 is up 13, and the S&P 500 is at 943, and it's up almost 13 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now to talk about the agricultural forecasts is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, we had some cold weather over the weekend. Not much in the way of precipitation. Scattered light rain and snow showers, though, especially around the Great Lakes, yielding a few hundredths of an inch. But we do have another wet weather system heading this way after a dry day today for most areas, although precipitation may enter the southwestern portions of the Midwest Corn Belt, primarily in Missouri, later on today. But it does look like generally wet weather will be coming in and will be with us much of this week. And it will be mainly light precipitation, but it will be persistent precipitation. And we will have that through the latter part of the week. And that will be followed by another surge of cold air coming in this weekend. It looks like temperatures are going to be colder than average late this week into the weekend. And then there's another surge of cold air that may be coming in the middle of next week. And with those surges of cold air, there could be some snow showers and flurries. We're not looking for a big snow at this point, but we are looking at cold weather. So that means once the fields are wet, they're not going to dry out too quickly. And we're going to have a good bit of cloud cover. Today's a break in that with some sunshine across much of Illinois and Indiana and surrounding areas. But clouds will be increasing today from the southwest into west central and southern Illinois and covering Missouri. Clouds will increase in southern Iowa ahead of that next weather system. So the bottom line is weather is not going to be ideal for harvest operations for the foreseeable future. I know there's still some corn and beans in the fields. There may be some access to those from time to time, but we're going to be turning damp here starting tomorrow, and it's just with surges of cold air coming in the next couple of weeks, it just doesn't look like we're going to see rapid drying. So anything left in the fields may be there for a while. It's certainly at least a possibility. Some of this rain will be getting into the Delta as well starting tomorrow and lasting into Wednesday or Thursday. As we turn to the southern hemisphere, we want to spend most of our time on Brazil and Argentina. And over the weekend, some widely scattered thunderstorms occurred in western portions of central Argentina. And most of that came in the last late yesterday afternoon and overnight. There was also some rain still in the center west of Brazil into southeastern Brazil. Now, it's still very warm across Argentina. Temperatures in the western portions of the corn and bean belt of Argentina got well into the 90s with some isolated 100-degree readings over the weekend. It looks like that heat is going to end, but they've had some warm weather there. And there will be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in Argentina tonight. But it looks like dry weather is going to be the rule through the rest of this week. But then it looks like the weather pattern may change and they could start to get wet next week. So by then, some moisture will be needed once again in Argentina. So they could be getting some beneficial rains next week. That's something we'll have to watch closely. Now in Brazil, most of the action has been in Mato Grosso do Sul, into Minas Gerais, and on into areas around Sao Paulo and Paraná. You get farther south, the rain has tapered off a bit, but that's fine because they had way too much rain earlier in the season, during the month of October. So now it's the central growing areas of Brazil getting the most rain, and they'll get some more. Now in the northeast, in Bahia, it looks like some rain is finally heading that way, and they need it. So overall, when we look at Brazil and Argentina, there are some dry pockets. There's still some very wet areas in southern Brazil, although the rain has stopped there, so that's improving. Overall, though, it looks like favorable conditions, by and large, for the planting season. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Sunday night overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 568 and a quarter, up a quarter. Last trade up 9. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 528 and a quarter, up 7 and a quarter. Last trade up 12 and a quarter. December corn opened at 383 and a quarter, up 8 and a quarter. Last trade up 12. July, 422 and a half, up 5 and a half. Last trade up 10 and a quarter. November beans, 944 and three quarters, up 33. Last trade up 30 and a half. July, 969 and a quarter, up 20 and three quarters. Last trade up 28. December soybean meal opened at 274, up 230. Last trade up 620. December soybean oil opened at 34.33, up 43. Last trade up 108. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, someone overnight thought that the soybean numbers were going to be pretty friendly, but as we come out today off the WASDE reports, they're pretty much flat.
Numbers are fairly neutral across the board, corn, beans, and wheat, to be honest with you, Dave. I don't pull much out of that. I actually think the overnight was running on the Chinese stimulus package more than anything else, with them talking about a package to help their economic situation over there. And then you saw the crude oil take off, the dollar get kind of beat up, and stock markets overseas have a decent night of it last night. I think that's as much as why we were running overnight. Since then, the crude oil's kind of back down. Crude oil traded as high as 65.55, and now it's back down to 63.89. So I kind of think you're pulling some of that away, and I'm not looking for quite as much thrill as we get started here this morning as what we had in the overnight. I would think beans are only going to be up 20 to 25 cents. Corn's probably going to be more in that 8 to 10 range, and wheat probably in the same range, 8 to 10 higher. The USDA reports, I don't think, are any big surprise up and down when I look at the numbers to give me any real thrill out here. They made some minor changes to the 07-08 crop. They did reduce the exports by 50 million, which they probably should the way our dismal export sales have been going so far. I am a little surprised they didn't change the bean export sales because we've sold 55% of our projection on beans already, and we're like 2.5 months into the year. So I'm a little surprised they didn't make any changes there, and I think that ultimately happens down the road.
So all in all, a pretty neutral report, and I guess doesn't do a lot one way or another for any ideas of changing trend in here.
No, not at this point. I think you're still going to look at the outside markets. We'll trade the report maybe the first 5 or 10 minutes, and then I think we'll go right back to looking at the outside markets, and if crude continues to sink, you're going to see us pull back from these higher numbers we had overnight.
What else are you looking at today?
I think that I'm wanting to see whether crude can really get turned around, because I think that ultimately if energies can get turned around, we'll see our grains start to break their trend, Dave. So I'd like to see the energies have a good day of it today, a good week of it this week, and if we can start to put a bottom in the energy markets, I think we can feel like our market is making a turn itself.
Looks like crude oil is trying to hold to a very long-term trend line. If you look off of the January contract, an October 05, January 07 low, that's at 59.90.
Correct. Yeah, and I think we'll have a hard time breaking 50, but I really think we should find some pretty good support here right at this 60 level. And if we can start to trade back up through 70, get a good solid close over 70 in crude, I think then you can feel like the crude market has started to turn the tail.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Brian Maple. He's with F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. He joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. All the key numbers are in your mailbox. You can get those, too, by going to our website at WILLAG.org. Click on the subscribe link in the right-hand navigation window. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.